really is, but it is. And I believe that every pastor, every youth minister, anyone who is serious about the kingdom of God and who is concerned about their young people and the effect that this is having, even in our Christian colleges and universities, friends, this whole dimension of deception is moving rapidly. Chrislam, your gift of $25 or more to Save America Ministries will put this tremendous book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Add $4 for postage and handling. When you do that, go on our website, saveus.org. And again, please consider becoming a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And if you want to give to the special ministry in India that we talked to you about, again, call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Do it via our website, saveus.org. God bless you, and let's be praying that His truth will march on in your boots and mine.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Art Robinson. If Art can stay for an hour, if only for a half hour, why, we'll get all the information we can. But I've known Art for the better part of 30 years. He has his PhD. He was a professor at USC in Southern California. Both he and his wife were professors there. And they became just so, I think, sort of fed up with all the politics that goes on in universities, and that they eventually moved to Oregon. And they actually established a scientific spot there on a farm, and they had six children. They raised their children, and of course, Art's wife passed away, unfortunately, so he had to raise these six children. Three of them have PhDs, and the other three were working at that. Of course, he has been involved in trying to become a congressman. Why, at his age, he wants to become a congressman, I don't know, but I know I ran one time for Congress, and certainly, since I can't support any other candidates, I know why we support Art. He's in Oregon, and we're here in California, but I'm hoping many of you out across America will want to support Art. He did very well last time against DeFazio, a corrupt Democratic politician, and he's doing very well here, and I'm just hoping and praying that he's going to be able to become the Republican congressman from his congressional district. Art, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you. It's always a privilege to be on your program.
Well, it's been a long, long time that we've known one another. And what motivated you? Because, you know, you're not that much younger than I am. And what motivated you to want to run for Congress at this time of life?
Well, the problem is Congress is, particularly the Congress of our district, is so far off base and messing our country up so much that it's wiping out the future of my children and grandchildren, and doing great damage to our country. I've worked all my life in various ways, in various forms of public service, mostly in medical research. But when you look around and you discover that these guys have basically shut down the American economy, are taking away our freedom, are not following the Constitution, pretty soon it gets bad enough that you just liberty movement in our country is growing stronger and stronger and stronger. People from all walks of life, millions of people, have come forth to try to save our country and return it to the proper path. I'm just one of them, and we found that in this particular case, there was a service we could do for our congressional district by getting rid of this guy and getting some common sense to represent us to Washington.
Well, I'm just really so pleased that you're running. And how is the race looking? Do you have any polls at all?
I don't have any polls that will tell you how this is going to come out, but I can tell you we got 44% last time, and we're doing a much better job this time. So I'm optimistic that we'll do well and that we'll achieve our goal. We won't know that till November, but we have a superb campaign and support of a huge number of voters, and I'm hoping it'll be enough.
Well, I'm hoping it will be, too. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, basically, you want somebody back there in Congress to represent your views. And basically, I can tell you that Dr. Art Robinson will represent your views. He represents the Constitution, a man who's been totally dedicated to it all the time that I've known him for almost 30 years, to preserving our form of government and limiting the power of government so that men could be free. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Dr. Art Robinson, and Art is certainly running for Congress up in Oregon against a congressman named DeFazio, and DeFazio wants to raise the taxes on the rich. Ladies and gentlemen, very few people understand that half of the population, 49%, doesn't pay any federal income tax. Certainly of the top 10% of the population pays 70% of the income tax, and the top 1% of our population pays 40% of our federal income tax. The top 1% pays 40%, and you want to tax them more? If you want to see a real exit of the people of great wealth from America, there's no better way to do it. In fact, they're trying to do this in France, and a lot of the French people are just picking up and leaving, and this is exactly what's going to happen today. Today, and nobody will tell you this, the top 1% of Americans pay 40% of the income tax. Now, of course, Barack Obama keeps talking about how he wants to, tax the millionaires, and so that's why everybody who makes over $250,000 a year should pay higher taxes. Well, there's a lot of difference between a millionaire and somebody who makes $250,000, but basically, I think we all ought to pay our proportional share. But to tax people more just because they're more prosperous. Well, anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Dr. Art Robinson, but his opponent wants to raise taxes. His opponent wants to have more government regulation. His opponent is a hardline socialist, and it would be nice if Mr. DeFazio, who's been in office far too long, were to be retired, and Art is certainly taking time away from his scientific work, and he's worked in medical research for as long. How long have you been in medical research now, Art?
Well, all of my career, I guess. I started working in medical research in about 1966.
So we're talking about the better part of 50 years, somewhere in there, almost 50 years. And if you're out there in the listening audience, why, if you have a question or comment for Dr. Robinson, give us a call. If people out there in the listening audience wanted to contribute to your program, how would they get in touch with you? How would they get in touch with your committee?
The best way is at artforcongress.com on the internet. Robinson for Congress, Art for Congress. Either one, artforcongress.com, artrobinsonforcongress.com. Any of those things, put them into the Google browser, you'll find our website, and of course we'd be delighted and grateful for any contributions that your listeners will want to make to our campaign.
And it's unfortunate that it takes money to run for Congress, but it really does. And basically, I know I've done it a couple of times, and it's a tough old position out there. But I never did as well as Art has done. He got 44% of the vote 2 years ago, and this time we hope he's going to get the overwhelming majority of the vote against a hard-line socialist. Well, what sort of treatment are you getting from the newspapers, television, and radio? Are you getting a fair shake, do you think?
Television and radio have been fine. We get good support from some newspapers. The newspapers you value the most are the honest ones. They don't endorse anybody. They just do investigative reporting and report the news. We have some of those in District 4, and we're grateful for it. We also have, of course, some newspapers that are associated with the Democrat machine, and they campaign for my opponent. But it doesn't bother me. That's the way it is. We have to win with the situation we have. And in a district that has been in the hands of these hardcore socialists for two or three decades, so you expect to have some opposition from other parts. Some of our press is not responsible. They're just part of the Democrat campaign machine. But we have others here that are very principled, do a great job, and overall we get a fair shake. We're pleased. We got our message out, and I think the voters, if they understand the message, are going to win for it.
And I remember when I ran, of course, I got a much better reception by television and radio than by the local newspapers, because they've, in my estimation, so many of the newspapers have been controlled really for many decades as part of this political effort to control our society. Well, basically, do you have any thoughts at all as far as the things that are happening certainly internationally, as far as the crises we're seeing? Do you discuss those things? Do you primarily discuss the finances of what's going on in America today?
Well, the voters are concerned about all kinds of things. Some are concerned about finances. some about international affairs, especially because the United States is embroiled in a couple of wars. And, of course, this tragic situation in the Middle East, a terrible situation. Those people have, for 1,000 years, experienced either chaos or tyranny. And they've got a little less tyranny now, so they got more chaos. And they've got a lot of reasons to be upset. One of the things that Izzo's doesn't report is that all this meddling with the world economy, partly by our government, has driven food prices up 50%. And that's the place, those Middle Eastern places, they could barely afford food to start with. So when you see those riots in the streets, part of that's because those people are hungry and their families are hungry. This is not trivial. It's tragic and terrible for those people. Unfortunately, we have a government in the United States right now, a president, and quite a few members of Congress who have really made things worse for even for those people by misallocating resources, raising the price of food through their irresponsible actions. And so the United States bears some of the responsibility for that, but it's tragic for the people involved, and I feel very sorry for them.
Well, how do you feel about our military? Well, the budget, military budget, is about $750 billion a year, but I think that they're hiding a lot of it. It's probably close to about $1 trillion a year. We're investing in our military. How do you feel about the investment of $1 trillion in our military? Do you think that we need that for the defense of America?
Well, if we had a lot more efficiency, maybe it'd be less, but of course government programs aren't inherently efficient. One way that we could save a lot of money is if Congress would stop using the military as a tool to get reelected. They force the military to buy things and do things that even our military experts don't want, but they do it to please the special interests that then give them campaign cash. So if Congress would act in a principal way toward the military, that would save money. We have to have a strong military because it's a dangerous world, and the government is responsible for providing for our defense. However, the Congress is the only branch that should declare war, and I don't think any American soldier should be sent into combat unless it is necessary for the defense of the United States. And if that, and that necessity is supposed to be decided by congressional vote. These are things we haven't been doing and paying attention to. And if we did, we would have, we still need the finest military in the world to protect ourselves, but we'd have less misuse of the military. And that, of course, would save lives and money and also be simply common sense.
Well, now, how do you feel about Obamacare? This is certainly a major issue. Certainly, there are people certainly who need health care. Certainly, health care is so expensive. It's extremely difficult for people, certainly as they get older, to buy health insurance. Of course, I think most people don't understand. If you're over 65, you cannot buy your own health insurance. You can buy your supplement, but you can't buy. Every citizen over 65 is really forced to take Medicare because he can't buy health insurance. But how do you feel about Obamacare? Do you have any thoughts on this one way or the other?
Obamacare is just more of the same. It's an atrocity that the government prevents a person over 65 from buying anything he wants, including health care. That's ridiculous. And moreover, our health care, our medical costs, have tripled in real terms over the last 40 years. And that tripling was caused by our government. We already are a long way down the road towards socialism. If you go to the doctor's office, what do you see? The first thing you see is two or three nice ladies filling out paperwork, and the doctor's back in the back trying to make a living. In the hospitals, they're spending more time on the paperwork than they are in the operation. And this is already being caused by all kinds of special interests that have got their hands in our medical money due to the actions of Congress and the agencies that they have empowered. This needs to stop. But anyway, we're already a long way down the road towards socialized medicine. That's why it costs so much, and Obamacare is just a giant step further in the same direction. Obamacare should be got rid of immediately. And then we need to start taking apart the rest of this socialist system, get back to free enterprise medical care. Then our seniors and all the rest of us would be able to afford medical insurance, and we get a lot better medical care in the bargain.
I can remember when I went into medicine in 1960. My office visit was $4. A consultation was about $25, and that included writing a lengthy report. Today, a doctor's visit is $80 to $100. A consultation is $500. And I would attribute almost all of this, of course, to government interference. I can remember when a hospital room was $50 a day, and that included everything. Today, it can be $5,000 a day. And this is all because of government interference in the healthcare. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dr. Art Robinson, who is running for Congress. He's running for Congress, and I will tell you, if you don't have a congressman that you can back, from my point of view, it's well worthwhile backing Art Robinson. Barbara and I are backing him, and my wife sent a check off recently. Why? Because we want somebody there who holds to our views. It doesn't matter. It's not a matter of political party. In fact, he's a Republican, is not important. It's what he believes. And he believes in America, in limiting the power of government, so men could be free, the most efficient system mankind has ever devised.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Art Robinson. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Art was just saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, Art, but you said something like 300,000 rules and regulations and laws out there that are being used to harass our people, and the only way we can get our economy going is to do away with all these rules and regulations and let the free enterprise system work. Was that a fair estimate?
That's right. Now, we have some common sense regulations that we have to live together, and there are a lot of compromises that have to be made and a lot of things we have to watch out for because people don't always do the right thing. So it's sensible to have some government oversight that we do ourselves and some regulations. But we need about a tenth as many as we have. The regulations are just grown like topsy, and we've got millions of bureaucrats, and all we do is sit there and try to figure out more. So it isn't that regulation as such is bad. It's that it's grown totally out of control. We need to go back to common sense regulations, which we did have, say, 50 years ago, and our economy was working just fine. But over the last 40 years, we've grown this vast, big government, and it hasn't been an accident. There are always people around who want to control the lives of other people. They want power and money that they don't work for or earn. They want to get it politically. And we have too many of those people riding high in Washington today. We don't need our government to go away. The government has legitimate purposes, and if it's conducted properly under the Constitution, we'll be fine. It worked great for 200 years. The last 50 years, we've got too many big government people in there. Vote them out of office. Our country will heal itself. We'll be fine. But leave them there, and this is just going to get worse. And if you think the economy we have now looks bad, where do you see $10 gasoline and housing prices down and other factors? That's where we're going if we continue to leave in office, in Congress, the people that got us this much trouble already.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dr. Art Robinson, who's running for Congress up there, and because we've got less than 2 months before the election, and this is going to be one of the most important elections we've ever had. We have to get people who believe in our Constitution, who believe in our form of government. And basically, of course, Art was saying there are about maybe 20 congressmen who believe in the Constitution. Well, the rest of them there think, look, certainly if the people want something, let's give it to them. That's how we stay in office. But basically, of course, our founding fathers created not a democracy, they created a republic. A government of law where the power of the central authority was to be limited by the change of the constitutions and matters dealing with life and health and the welfare were to be left for the state level. Because they knew that a government that could provide whatever the people wanted would have to be able to take whatever the people had. A government has no money. They have to take the money away from the people to give it to other people. And, of course, basically, they simply keep part of the money there within the bureaucracy. A government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have. A government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. You can't have freedom in a government that provides for you. The secret of America was to limit the power of the central authority. Yes, certainly we have to look after the elderly and the sick and the widows and the orphans, but this is to be done at the state and the local level. And our founding fathers recognized that fact. because they did not want the people to vote themselves into tyranny, as we're doing today. And, you know, think, Art, the tragic thing is that the average American really doesn't understand the difference between welfare on the part of the state and the local government and charity, and what we have today, where the government is providing for everybody at the national level, and of course, is certainly today. Why, of course, the current deficit for this year is going to be well over $1.1 trillion. We're spending money we don't have. How long can you continue spending money you don't have?
Well, not much longer, because our debt, people loaning money don't want to loan us anymore, and the free market is beginning to look very jadedly at our currency. We're really out of time. We have fixed problems now.
And basically, our guest is Art Robinson. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Art, can you stay on, or do you have to take off?
I'll stay if you wish.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Well, I'd love to talk to you. I've known you 20 years. I think it's probably closer to 30. And Art, of course, has attended the meetings of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, which I attended almost, on a yearly basis for many, many years. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Dr. Art Robinson, and if you'd like to help him, certainly you need to be involved in the political process. Most people are, well, if you want to contribute to the front of the presidential candidates, that's your business. But I think probably the most important thing that I could do is to support a congressman. I can't support my local congressman, certainly, and so I want to support someone I know who will represent the ideas, because this is really a battle of ideas. This idea that men could be free by limiting the power of government. And certainly what we need to do is get the regulations, do away with the regulations in medicine, the federal regulations, because, of course, this is leading to a system of rationing. And they're going to let the elderly people die. This is what they're doing in other countries today. And believe me, this is what they're doing in America today. This is what hospices is all about. And certainly they have programs here where certainly when you get to be a certain age, why they will suggest, well, do you really want to have anything done? You know, you're 85 years old, or you're going to die fairly soon. Do you really want to have a major surgery? In fact, I had something said like this to me today. Well, I'm 83, going on 84, and the doctor said, well, if we found something, would you really want to have something done? And I said, certainly, I want to be around for a while. I'm in pretty good health, and sure, I'm going to die, but I don't want to suddenly die right now. And they're going to go ahead and do it. But the time is coming under Obamacare where you're not going to have that choice. Committee back in Washington, D.C. is going to decide who lives and who dies. Is that the sort of medical care that you want out there in the listening audience? Well, I think that we need to get the logic back into what we're doing. There is no free lunch, and if government's going to provide for your health care, it's going to control your health care, because government's already stolen your money. There's no money in the Social Security fund. Most of it's gone. And yes, there's a little bit there, but of course, they're cashing in the bonds that they have all the time, and of course, that's part of the national debt, basically. The Medicare system has a certain number of bonds, so they have to cash those bonds in. They give them to the Treasury Department. The Treasury doesn't have any money. They have to go out and borrow the money to pay off the bonds so that they can, of course, provide health care, and the whole system is in the process of collapsing. Dr. Art Robinson, his logic, he's coming from a libertarian point of view, with the full support of the Tea Party. And if you want to get in touch with him, once again, tell people how they can get in touch with you, Art.
ArtForCongress.com or ArtRobinsonForCongress.com, Robinson for Congress. Any of those things plug into your browser will find our website, ArtForCongress.com.
And I do hope some of you out there will give serious consideration to helping Art, and because we're coming down to, this is not too far away from the finish wire, and certainly I would love to see Art back in Washington, D.C. I'd feel very sorry for him going back there, but he's willing to make the sacrifice. If you out there in the listening audience across America are willing to help him. Well, Art, what is the solution as far as education is concerned? Because we've got real problems with education. I know you know that, because you used to be a teacher at one of the major universities.
Yeah, I've taught a lot of students that gave K through 12 and university and graduate level. I think it's pretty clear. Our schools were the best in the world for 200 years, from the one-room schoolhouses through the 1950s, 60s. Our schools are the best in the world. I went to public schools. I got a terrific education. And that got me into Caltech. They gave me a great science education and a wonderful life as a result. But starting in the late 60s, 70s, our schools started to go downhill badly, and now American schools academically rate, on average, at the bottom of the Western world, just at a time when competition is growing around the world, paradoxically, by many countries who are using our own methods of excellence against it. This has paralleled the removal of our schools from local control, and they're controlled by a big education monopoly in Washington. This monopoly is made up of these big teachers' unions, of a giant bureaucracy, of all kinds of special interests, like corporations that make books. And the consequence is that all these elements of this monopoly take money that we give in taxes for education ever reaches the classroom. And when it does reach the classroom, it reaches it along with a lot of regulations that make it hard to keep. We need to get rid of that monopoly and go back to locally controlled schools. That's the answer. If we go back to locally controlled schools, our schools will rise in excellence again. And I'm not talking about the social events or the sports. I'm talking about the academics, the education the students are getting. And that needs to be done. We have 50 million kids trapped in these schools. And although here and there there's still a good school, on average, our kids are getting the short end of the stick. And the big education monopoly is getting too much of our money.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there across America. If you have a question for Dr. Robinson, don't be bashful. Give us a call. We'd like to know what you think if you have a question for him. But hopefully he's going to be going back to Washington, D.C. and just to try to get the system straightened out. I believe, honestly, if we had enough good people in Congress, we could begin to turn America around. And, of course, the thing is that the hierarchy, the people who control the Republican Party, don't want independent thinkers there. They said they want people who they will compromise their position just to stay in Congress. Well, of course, Art has no reason to want to stay in Congress. He's there to do the right thing. And Sidney, he's not too much younger than I am, a little bit, but not too much younger. And basically what we need are people there who believe in America, who believe in this idea of limited government so men could be free. Remember, liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. And we're moving towards a government that will regulate the individual from the cradle to the grave. Well, certainly, Art, you know, as you talk to your constituents, and I'm sure you must be putting on lots of rallies and giving lots of talks, what is the general impression you get from the people? Are they optimistic about our future? Or are many people very, very concerned about the future of our freedom, the future of this nation?
Well, the people are awake. They want to fix it. But I will tell you, they're frightened. Throughout our country, people are frightened by what's being done to us and what's happening to us. Groups I talk to, thousands and thousands of wonderful people in this district that are supporting us, 130,000 that voted for us last time. These people are working hard. They're determined to get their freedom back. But they're also scared. It's the fear that someone has when they go into a war, because we've got a war going on within our country. And it's going to determine the fate of our country and the fate of their children, grandchildren, and to a large extent, the fate of the world, because the people of the world look to us for leadership and guidance and example. This is a major thing, and anyone that understands what's going on would be frightened to get into it. We'd also be afraid not to get into it if we got to solve this problem.
Well, do you have any thoughts at all on the Federal Reserve System, on what's happening to our currency? You know, at one time, the dollar was certainly the leading currency in the world. It was worth about, I think there's a basket of seven currencies, and we were probably about 1.2, 1.3 in comparison with that. Today, we're about 0.7 in comparison with the basket of currencies, and many people really are concerned about what our government is doing. And now, the Federal Reserve System has recently announced that is going to spend $40 billion a month, $40 billion a month indefinitely, buying up mortgage bonds. These are the pooled mortgages. They take all these mortgages, they put them together, they bundle them, and they create a bond, and they're going to start buying these mortgage bonds from the banks, $40 billion a month indefinitely. And certainly many people are concerned about the stability of our currency. Do you have any thoughts at all on that?
Yes, very great concern. And it's $40 billion for mortgages, and they're going to get another $45 billion in bonds. Actually, what they've total of what they've announced is $85 billion a month. This amounts to $85 billion a month of printed money contributed to the Obama campaign. They ought to register as an independent expenditure for the Democrats. This $85 billion a month is to keep the economy afloat long enough to get this guy reelected. It's unprincipled, and it's dangerous, and it's wrong, going on for a long time. You and I remember, when I was a boy, a nickel bought what it takes a dollar to buy today. They've taken away 95% of the value of our currency during my lifetime. And that's just stealing. That money was stolen from the people who saved their money and then watched the value of that money go down. And as that happened, Americans gradually realized it wasn't safe to put your money in the bank because the government would take it from you by inflation. Consequently, Americans started speculating in every possible way in order to try to save their money in some way that would work. Now, that doesn't work either because the government's got its hands out taxing the heck out of anything you succeed at. If you manage to make a good investment, the government takes half of your profits or half of the money that protects you from inflation. Everywhere you look, every time money goes past, the government takes a piece of it, makes it impossible to save for retirement. Not for everybody. Some people are more fortunate than others. But this debasement of our currency is one of the reasons our economy is in a mess. As long as these guys keep printing money with both hands, we're going to have further and further troubles. And this recent thing last week, where the Federal Reserve, which of course works for the president, decided to print $85 billion a month, now is nothing more than an unprincipled and transparent action to try to get Barack Obama reelected as president.
And of course, it was President John Adams, well over 200 years ago, who talked and he said, you know, there are two ways to destroy a nation. One is certainly by military invasion and conquering it, and the other is by destroying the value of its currency. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they're doing today. They're destroying the value of the currency, and with that, the life savings of the people, their pensions, their annuities, the value of their bonds, the value of everything they have that's denominated in dollars, the value of their insurance policies. Everything is being progressively eroded by the destruction of the value of our currency. And the people who are doing it know exactly what they're doing. And certainly what they're doing today, what started last week with the printing of all of this money to buy bonds, basically this has never been tried before. And it's entirely certainly uncharted waters. And you get into uncharted waters, sometimes you hit a reef and you sink. But of course, if our ship of state sinks, then what will happen to the American people and to the life savings of literally tens of millions of Americans? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And don't be bashful if you have a question for Dr. Art Robinson, who's running in the 4th District up there in Oregon against a fellow named DeFazio. How long has he been in Congress now?
25 long years. And every one of those years has meant less and less prosperity for our congressional district.
And of course, and socialism is really the antithesis of freedom, isn't it?
That's right. Mr. DeFazio is a socialist. He does not value the freedom of others. I'll tell you how it works. You know about these Occupy rallies. Well, Mr. DeFazio, I was up at the Occupy rally in Portland saying he is the 99%. Well, actually he's not. He's a multimillionaire. He's in the 1%. But the real problem is the 0.001% that want to enslave all 100%. That's the group he's in. And that's the problem we have.
Oh, so he was actually going to the rallies trying to get the people of the more conservative Tea Party, Occupy people behind him?
Yeah, this is it's tragic, you know. The people at those rallies are mostly down-and-out people that don't have much, and he's up there trying to hoodwink them and turn them to his advantage. It's a really unprincipled effort to use the tragic lives of these people to political advantage.
Well, you know, one of the things that really irritates me is the fact that if you or I were to get a tip on a stock, some sort of insider knowledge that a stock was going to go up or go down, and we were to make an investment based upon that knowledge, that would be called insider trading, and we could go to jail. But congressmen certainly know what's going to happen to stocks because they vote on all these issues to actually help certain companies or to certainly to injure certain companies. And congressmen invest based upon their insider knowledge, but it's all right for a congressman to invest based upon insider knowledge, but not for you and I. I don't understand that. Is that why so many congressmen suddenly retire so wealthy?
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, they exempt themselves from many laws. This insider trading is ridiculous. It's making it a little hot for them. They may have to give up that perk. I don't know exactly where it stands right now, but the idea that we were throwing people in prison because they were insider traders, and around Capitol Hill in the Congressional Office Building, they were insider trading while they were supposed to be working on our taking care of our country and getting away with it, that doesn't look good to any American. They're beginning to get throw a little light on some of the corruption, but the corruption on Capitol Hill is so thick you have to wade through it. There's only one way out. Get rid of these people. So what do you think of a man who will lie, cheat, steal, and do these sorts of things, like insider trading, when he's watching other men go to jail for it? What kind of a man is this? It's certainly not a man with the character to serve in the United States Congress. I see the same thing in the guy I'm running against. It's not just that he's a socialist. He's an unprincipled liar. He's a totally dishonest man. And regardless of whether his policies are good or bad, that kind of person shouldn't serve in the United States Congress. A man who will insider trade when other men are going to jail for it shouldn't serve in the Congress, even if his policies are good.
I agree with you. I think I'm sure you saw where Maxine Waters was. The Congress has said that she'd done nothing wrong. They investigated her. She steered some $12 million of government investment into a bank in which her husband held stock. But, of course, when you've got the criminals investigating the criminals, a little wonder, of course, that they find nothing specifically is done. And just this last 24 hours, Maxine Waters has been suddenly exonerated by a committee of her peers. And I would like to suggest that's like having Al Capone investigate the mafia. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Okay.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpreting. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening, Dr. Art Robinson. And if you're in a position to help him financially, just go up on the internet, Google in Dr. Art Robinson. You can get to his website, and whatever you can do to help him, it doesn't have to be a great deal. But he needs to know that people, not only in his district, but all across America, are rallying to his support. And I will tell you, certainly there are very few people that I personally know that I trust explicitly, and Art Robinson is one of them. He raised those six kids on his own, his six children, and three of them have PhDs, and the others are all going after PhDs. He is a unique individual, and they have a farm, and he still does scientific research. He is actually acknowledged by scientists all over the world as one of the leading scientists. He set up his own institute there on the farm and has continued doing health-related research for all these years since he left USC, where he was a full professor. His wife was a full professor, but they refused to compromise their principles for the politics of a major university. Well, this is a time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Of course, we need your help as well. So if you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, join the Radio Liberty family, or certainly if you have some product you'd like to advertise with us, or get some of the products you have to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see my interview with four-star Marine General Lew Wald. It's called, the DVD is called A Marine General Speaks. And then my interview with Norman Dodd. And you will see that. He was the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations and find out that they were financing communism. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford Foundation were financing communism, and not only that, but the Carnegie Foundation had come to the conclusion the only way to bring peace to the world was to have a series of wars. You'll hear this incredible story that has been so thoroughly suppressed for so many years. The DVD is called The Dreadful Deception. And of course, then we want to remind you about our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October. People will be coming from across the country. We're bringing in speakers. Program is going to go from 8:15 in the morning until 6 in the evening. If you're going to be serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. You're going to be coming and bring your friends. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We had 160 to 170 last year. We anticipate doing as well this year. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and just hope that you can make it. And then, of course, we also want you to go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can certainly listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day, and they're archived there for 6 weeks, where you can read our newsletters going back, almost 20 years. And then, of course, we have another section up there of videos on the Internet, I think it's called. And basically, we just post there all the YouTubes I think are important. And there are really hundreds of them there. But if you watch these, you'll have a pretty good grasp of what's really going on behind the scenes. The information you're not going to get from the controlled media, because the media is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. People whose allegiance is not to America, but to the internationalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion with the destruction of Christianity, because that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And that's why, of course, in, over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, they've introduced Sharia law. Our military did that so that, of course, they could destroy Christianity in those countries, as we destroyed it in Egypt and in Libya and all throughout the Middle East. We're destroying Christianity. Christians are being raped and murdered and beaten to death with the full help and support of people at the highest echelons of our government who've taken advancing Sharia law in the Muslim world. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, over the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Grigg, certainly a former senior editor of the New American magazine, and more recently the managing editor of Republic magazine. He's not with them at the present time. He writes certainly numerous books, and unfortunately they're all out of print now. I hope some of them get back in print because they're excellent, excellent books. He writes certainly regular articles, and you'll find them at Lou Rockwell, Lou Rockwell's website, and certainly he has his own blog. But of course, every Friday evening, while we look forward to having William with us here. Good evening, William. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing very well. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's a blessing and a privilege to be on your program every week when I have the opportunity.
Well, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Everything that we talk about, of course, is going to take place against the backdrop of this quadrennial fit of collective madness called the presidential election, which people have worked up into a perfect froth of partisan fervor over a pre-selected choice between two completely interchangeable political personalities. This year, perhaps more than in previous presidential elections, we see that the two parties are entirely fungible on matters of import when measured against the Constitution or against any rational standard of ordered liberty. The thing that I find really disconcerting here is that in terms of what happens in political affairs overseas, that is to say foreign affairs, those things having to do with diplomacy, those things having to do with the prospect of warfare, and the intersection of those subjects with the banking system and the economic prospects here at home, we see a very high probability that this fall, before the election, we're going to have some kind of a crisis that would have both domestic and foreign components. We're already dealing, of course, with premonitory tremors of what's likely to be a horrible conflict in the Middle East. There's a horrible conflict underway, of course. And this is something that has been very carefully cultivated and nurtured by the U.S. State Department, by the CIA, by various other appendages and affiliates of the imperial power structure. Our good friends in the Anglo-American elite have been sowing trouble for decades, and now it seems that the harvest is coming in. But I think that's just the beginning of sorrows. We have this huge armada, which is in the Gulf, preparing for a conflict with Iran that apparently is going to take place. I don't know whether it'll be before or after the election, but the fuse has been lit, and it's starting to burn towards the primary here. And the thing that I find really unsettling about what's happening domestically, this is something we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Stan, is that at the beginning of the next year, after the depreciation of the dollar is combined with the results of what's been a horrible agricultural season here in the United States, we're due for a price shock in consumer, particularly grocery store prices. We're probably going to see a 15% increase, at the very least, in the first quarter in the price of groceries. And if you couple that, of course, with the prospect of war, even the threat, the prospect of war would be enough to destabilize the economy such as it is. But if we actually end up in some kind of a regional war in the Middle East, when we get hit with that kind of a consumer price shock, we're in for some horrible times. Whoever is inaugurated next January 20th is going to inherit a horrible crisis, and the crisis is opportunity for those of a despotic disposition.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I think that we're in for some very, very difficult times. The average American knows something's wrong, but they can't connect the dots because they really don't understand what is really taking place. We have two separate issues over there. We have the Iran-Israeli conflict, and then we have the conflict, the clash of civilizations that's coming very, very soon.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is William Grigg. And, of course, basically, we're talking about this film. It was made in July, I believe. Made in July, and suddenly, after a number of months, coinciding with what happened with the September 11th, suddenly we have demonstrations in 20 nations across the Islamic world because, of course, of this a film that had been made in July. And suddenly nothing is said about it until September 11th. And then all across the Islamic world, we see these demonstrations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is as phony as a $3 bill, as William was simply pointing out. The man who made this film has a lot of very strange relationships with our government, having been involved with drugs and other things. And suddenly has been given some sort of a very attenuated sentence for his criminal activity. And supposedly, many people believe that he actually made this film at the behest of people in government who want these massive demonstrations as a prelude, of course, to uniting the whole Muslim world against the West. And what the result of this film, and of course all these demonstrations, is to unite the Muslim world against the West. And then, of course, to unite the West against the Muslim world. After all, you can't have a war unless you have people hating one another. We're doing everything we can. Nothing happened between July and September, when, of course, the film was suddenly talked about. And then, well, you pick up the story, William.
Yeah, what happened is that there was a film trailer, what was described as a film trailer, that was released and translated into Arabic and that was exposed by a television personality in Egypt. Egypt, of course, is a profoundly important country. It's the largest country in the Arab Muslim world. And it's sort of, if you will, sort of the ground zero of this outbreak of, I would consider, orchestrated radicalism provoked by this film, supposedly. But this wasn't a film. It was shot under false pretenses. One of the performers, an actress who was involved in shooting this production, has sued YouTube and sued the producer because the lines were redubbed after she had performed. These people were brought in on the pretext that they were going to be filming some kind of a generic drama involving desert warfare of some sort. They didn't speak the dialogue that was actually looped into the film through what they call ADP. They were doing looping dialogue after production dialogue. And so they were deceived as to the intent of what they were doing. You have this 15-minute trailer for a movie that's not going to be made, and the production values are risible. I've actually seen things that were produced by my 14-year-old son using very primitive movie-making software that are of comparable quality to what this so-called trailer for this purported movie represents in terms of the cinematic art. But the thing that I find interesting about the background of the individual who was the impresario is that he is an admitted informant for the federal government. He'd been involved in drug trafficking. More importantly, he'd been involved in various kinds of real estate fraud. Somebody vulnerable, somebody who's manipulable, and somebody who for some reason could use his influence to put this project together. But this is all something that was added, I think, to provide a veneer to what's really going on here. If you take a look at the countries that erupted into violence most energetically, he had the attack at Benghazi that was a coordinated terrorist attack on the embassy that was mounted by people who most likely had been at some point trained and equipped and supported by the United States government, the CIA, and the military during the war on Libya a year and a half or so ago. You have an outbreak of protests in Yemen and in Pakistan, and both of those countries have been barraged with drone strikes that have wiped out literally thousands of people. Probably a couple of thousand people or more since 2009. And one of the things that Dr. Thomas Fleming of the Rockford Institute pointed out, this is the guy who by no means has a brief for Islam or for Muslim culture such as it is that the paroxysm of violence we're seeing in the Muslim world doesn't reflect the fact that Muslims are embittered film critics, that they have seen their families attacked and their countries invaded and occupied, and they're reacting to an imperial foreign policy that they reject. That explains why you're seeing these so-called insider attacks in Afghanistan by police and military officials who've been trained by the United States and by the NATO alliance, that is to say by the coalition of the bought and bribed in Afghanistan. They don't want us there. They don't want us to be bombing their homes or wiping out wedding parties or killing children by remote-controlled missile strikes conducted by the CIA or the Pentagon drones. So it's not that they're rejecting a film. Most of these people have not seen that clip, most likely. They're not aware of this specific gesture on the part of whoever's responsible for this so-called movie. They're reacting to a foreign policy that they hate. This is being catalyzed and capitalized upon by people who want to precipitate this civilizational conflict, as I think we're going to see erupt into its full malignant fury sometime, perhaps this fall or early next year. It's something that goes back to Zbigniew Brzezinski's brainstorm way back in 1979 about radicalizing the Muslim world, and that's where this really began. We didn't have problems of this sort before the creation of what would become Al-Qaeda and radicalized Islam by the CIA and by Washington.
But I think so. It's so important, William, for our listeners to understand that the United States is funding Al-Qaeda. The United States funded the Al-Qaeda in Bosnia. They funded the Al-Qaeda in Serbia. They funded Al-Qaeda in Chechnya. They funded the Al-Qaeda, which, of course, disrupted and took over Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. And, of course, they're funding the Al-Qaeda fighters that are there in Syria today. And yet we're fighting Al-Qaeda up there, all 50 members of it in Afghanistan. We have over 600,000 personnel there, certainly 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO, 350,000 mm-hmm. Afghan troops and police to take care of 50 members of Al-Qaeda who were fighting in Afghanistan, and yet we're funding Al-Qaeda all throughout the rest of the world, and nobody in America is smart enough to ask, why is this happening? Go right ahead.
Well, the people who ask that question tend to be expelled from so-called polite company. I mean, take a look at what happened to Dr. Paul when he had the temerity to bring this up, both in the 2008 campaign and the more recent Republican primary season, pointing out that it's worth asking the question, not because you sympathize with the people who are the enemies of the United States, but because you want to understand their motivations. You can't really address an enemy unless you at least try to understand the motivation, what's compelling your enemy to behave in a certain way, on the assumption that once you've identified the cause, you can address it. You can address it in a way that will hopefully bring about the cure. The first step to dealing with a disease is to diagnose the illness, understand the vector, understand what is causing the symptoms you're observing here. And, of course, the pre-potted narrative here is that we're dealing with people who are simply incorrigible. We're dealing with people who are irremediably hostile to the Western world. They hate us because of who we are, not because of what we do. And that, of course, flatters our self-perception. We want to believe that we're so supremely virtuous, that we are so exceptionally benign, that we are the distillate of all the good and holy and noble in humanity and in human history, and for that reason, the only way that we could find ourselves in these difficulties is because people are as wretched as we are righteous. And of course, that doesn't work. It's not something which comports with what the Bible tells us about how we should assess our own behavior, that we should be assessing what we do on the basis of an objective standard of morality, beginning with the golden rule. And the golden rule applies to people whose religious views, whose culture we abhor, as well as people who share our outlook and share our values and share our prejudices. But what's happened over the last 10 years, the last 11 years since 9/11, is that this has all been flattened and compressed and completely ignored. If you try to assess what's going on in terms of what the government ruling us has done to help catalyze this problem or to help promote this problem, to create the problem in the first place, then you're somebody who's supposedly apologizing on behalf of those who attacked us on 9/11 and subsequently, which, of course, is nonsense, the purest nonsense. A properly skeptical perspective on what's happening right now would lead people to ask a number of very discomforting questions, such as, why is it, if the government supposedly is protecting us from the threat of radical Islam, it invaded a secular country, namely Iraq, and installed a Sharia-compliant constitution and a sectarian regime that has driven out almost the entire Christian population of that country? If the government of the United States considers radical Islam, Al-Qaeda variety Islam, to be our main enemy, why did it overthrow Gaddafi, who had been considered an ally for at least a few years, and install a junta that is thoroughly flavored, at least, with people whose worldview and outlook and tactics are derivative of al-Qaeda, at the very least, people who receive battle experience fighting the United States occupation force in Iraq. If the United States government is trying to protect us against Islamic terrorism and then trying to beat back radicalized Islam in the Middle East, why is it seeking to overthrow another reasonably or relatively secular dictatorship in Syria, which is a horrible government? I will not in any way seek to minimize the loathsome nature of the Assad regime, both father and son, but you're dealing here with a country which has been the haven, the refuge for Christian refugees fleeing from Iraq. They found at least some element of security in Syria that they've not had since Iraq fell prey to Islamic extremists. And now they're facing the prospect of being driven out of Syria as well, because you've got another thoroughly radicalized al-Qaeda variety insurgency, jihadist insurgency, being promoted by the United States government. It's pure lunacy if you believe the standard narrative that we're being fed by the prestige press and by those who are part of the polite conversation about current affairs. So obviously the truth is something else.
Well, I think the truth is the fact that we have a parent government and we have an invisible government, and the apparent government certainly is straightforward and honorable, and certainly embraces the Christian philosophy. But of course, the invisible government has an intense hatred of Christianity, and isn't they're the ones responsible for taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and destroying Christianity and the Muslim world and undermining it and bringing the radical form of Islam forward and killing off the Christians there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're just simply talking about the similarities between Mr. Romney and Barack Obama, and the fact that Mr. Obama really is quite well-to-do financially. You're not supposed to know this. He comes from a very poor background, but somehow or other, he seemed to have accumulated a fair amount of money. I wonder how. Because he's never had a job. Well, I guess maybe he did work as a social organizer there for a while, but he's never had a job in the where he had to go out and actually earn a day's work.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead, William. But
yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, one of the things that not many people appreciate is the fact that his mother was involved in various cultural and academic institutions that were fronts for the CIA. And so you're dealing here with somebody who not only has this background of cultural Marxism, sort of a distant and attenuated but persistently visible connection to movement communism, Soviet line communism, but he's somebody whose mother was very much a patronage case of the CIA. And
very interesting. I'd never heard that before, William.
Yep.
There really was a tie between Barack Obama's mother and the Central Intelligence Agency?
Yes. I'm trying to remember the specific institution she worked for that was a cultural front to the CIA, but it's something that shows up in some of the biographical material that has to do with what his mother was up to.
Oh, that's really so interesting,
yeah.
Because basically we had someone on my program who had known Mitt Romney when he was quite young. He was probably 17, had met him at that time under the auspices of the CIA. But what was so interesting about that was all the articles on the internet attacking the person who had made the suggestion and attacking the program for airing something that said that Romney at 17 years of age seemed to have a CIA affiliation. Now, I'm not saying it's true or not, but it was the observation that was made on my program, and then the immediate vicious attacks on the internet. So basically why we seem to see the CIA permeating every aspect of our society.
Yeah.
Right
well,
ahead.
His mother is Ann Dunham. She worked for the East-West Center at the University of Hawaii and the U.S. Agency for International Development. The East-West Center has been very much involved as a front for various CIA activities, particularly in the Asia-Pacific region. The other thing that is sort of interesting is that they were in Indonesia at the time that the CIA staged a coup against Sukarno. Sukarno was a horrible guy, of course, but she was connected with some interests that had plausibly been tied to the CIA as well. The thing about Mitt Romney's background is that if you take a look at the most fertile recruiting ground for people who end up in the CIA, they're LDS missionaries, Mormon missionaries who've been living abroad, have foreign language experience, they're clean living, they have few complications in terms of being morally compromised. They tend to be hardworking, they tend to be diligent, very intelligent, very personal, but they take orders very well. And the CIA has traditionally recruited very heavily. Now the NSA and some of the other three-letter intelligence agencies are doing the same thing, because if you go to Provo, Utah, if you go to central Utah and you're dealing with this target-rich environment of young returned Mormon missionaries with language experience, with connections to these various countries, they're very attractive targets for recruitment into the CIA and into the FBI as well. So I don't think it's implausible given the prominence of Mitt Romney's father, for instance, and the fact that his family background is in some ways as exotic as Obama's, if you take a look at the fact that his grandfather fled the United States in the, 1890s or early 1900s to northern Mexico to live in Las Colonias, the Mormon settlements in northern Mexico where polygamous Mormons settled after the federal crackdown on the Mormon Church in the 1880s and 1890s. You're dealing here with a fairly interesting background in and one that is pregnant with all kinds of possibilities for institutional mischief on the type on the part of people who do those sort of things for the invisible government. But the point we're making here is that there are a lot more similarities that join Obama and Mitt Romney, even in terms of background and personality, than there are differences that would define them. And if you take a look at their political agendas, there's simply not that much to choose from in terms of one variation of corporate socialism versus another variation of corporate socialism. Both candidates are supported by the same cluster of investment banking interests. Both of them have been promoting socialized medicine. Both of them have a very latitudinarian attitude toward the Constitution. The thing is, this is a choice that has been made for us. If you choose either one of these, you pull the lever for either one of these, you're ending up choosing one variety of the same product, one or the other variety of the same products that are completely interchangeable.
They call them Republicrats, and basically we have two political parties, both of which are going exactly the same direction, but the average American doesn't understand that. He thinks we have a choice. Professor Quigley put it quite well on pages 12, 46, and 47 of his book. He said we go to the polls every 4 years to throw out the scoundrels, but nothing changes.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Whitam is saying that he doesn't think there's a great deal of difference between Obama and Romney. Certainly, Romney talks conservative. He talks certainly against socialism. He talks against Obamacare. He talks against a welfare state. And yet, of course, if you look at his record, especially when he was the governor there of Massachusetts, he brought in Romney Care, which, of course, was the the first form of socialized medicine. Basically, it was the sort of the grandfather of Obamacare. Romney Care and Obamacare are two peas in the same pot. And then, of course, Mr. Romney has already said, you know, although he is against Obamacare, he would keep certain components of that. What a incredible thing to say! Not that if you're going to get rid of Obamacare, you get rid of Obamacare. If you think other things need to be done, fine. But of course, why would you say I'm going to get rid of Obamacare, but I'm going to keep part of it? It really doesn't make much sense. Well, before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, your organization, where they can get your articles, and how they can get to your PayPal button.
I really appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is Pro Libertate, the blog. It's spelled ProLibertate. Pro Libertate. It means for freedom. The web address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. The easier way would be to go to Google or another search engine. There are other search engines that are much more respectful of our privacy than Google, I'm happy to say. And type in my name, William Grigg, and Pro Libertate, and the Pro Libertate blog should be the first return. Chances are, if you type in William Grigg, Pro Libertate is going to be one of the first four or five returns anyway. And I do try to update Pro Libertate a couple of times a week. This past week, I've updated it with three new essays, and they're all fairly lengthy. I think the briefest of the three is about 1,800 words. That illustrates something that's a little bit different about my blog. My blog is a forum, an outlet for what I call investigative polemics. I do have a point of view. I don't apologize for it. What I try to do, as opposed to doing the type of running commentary on other people's work that, for instance, I would put on my Facebook page, and I do have a Facebook page as well, is I try to use the blog to do fairly lengthy and in-depth investigative work. I try to do journalism in first instance. And it does involve an investment of time and effort. And owing to some of the things that you described when you introduced me, Dr. Stan, until recently I had sort of let Pro Libertate slide. It's been sort of meager, my output on that blog until recently. But in the last couple of weeks, with a little bit more time, I've been able to redouble my efforts and to do a little bit more of the type of work I really enjoy doing. And so I try to update it a couple of times a week. And as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, at the bottom of every essay, there is a link to my PayPal account for those who have got means and interest in contributing. This is my chief, if not solitary, source of income for the most part, and I do appreciate the generosity that many of your listeners have offered toward me and to my family, and also for the concern that you've displayed toward us, Dr. Stan. I should point out as well that I have another outlet, which is lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com. Rockwell is Norman Rockwell, and Lew is spelled L-E-W. Mr. Rockwell is the head of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, which is, I think, the most influential, most high-impact exponent of free market economics in the world of think tanks. And he republishes pretty much everything that I write at Pro Libertate, and he also has a more standard issue blog that occupies the right-hand side of the page, the homepage for lewrockwell.com, the LRC blog, and I post there as well, usually shorter form pieces. So those are the two main outlets for my work, for those who are interested in seeing what I do, and once again, for those who are interested in helping keep my blog up and running and keep my family a viable proposition, I do have that PayPal account, which is accessible by the PayPal button at the bottom of every post.
Find William was talking about the similarity between our two political candidates. Go ahead and pick up with that thought.
Yeah, one of the things that I found sort of interesting the last week was this discussion over the so-called 47% of the population referred to by Mitt Romney in these remarks that were recorded surreptitiously by a stringer for Mother Jones magazine. I should point out Mother Jones is a leftist magazine. They're very collectivist in their economic outlook. Occasionally, rarely, unfortunately, given the partisan tenor what's going on right now, occasionally they do some pretty good work on civil liberties, and I have to give them credit for that. The same is true of The Nation magazine. The same was true of Counterpunch until Alexander Coburn, unfortunately, paid his debt to nature quite recently. I wasn't aware he was sick. These left-wing journals, like so-called conservative journals, every 4 years revert to partisan form. They tend to pull their punches rather than telling the truth without fear or favor. And this is the sort of thing that happened with this Mother Jones leak of the Mitt Romney comment, where he said that there are something on the order of 47% of the electorate that, being dependent on government, will vote for Barack Obama irrespective of what he does or against whom he's running. Which is true as far as it goes, but unfortunately it doesn't go far enough. This is the same Mitt Romney who back in 2002, fresh from his supposed triumph as the administrator of the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, was recorded again in an off-the-record private meeting for donors, this time to his gubernatorial campaign in Massachusetts, said, quote, "I'm a big believer in getting money from Washington." And he went into great nauseating detail talking about all the sundry ways that he was able to wheedle plundered wealth from every element of the federal bureaucracy in order to subsidize the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City to the benefit of politically connected boosters of that event. This is the signature accomplishment for Mitt Romney. He doesn't want to talk about Bain Capital, which did some arguably beneficial work in terms of taking failing companies and making them economically viable. I'm not going to denigrate that. That's part of the process of competitive capitalism. My bigger problem with Bain has to do with its connections to the, once again, politically connected world of high finance, and the fact that Mitt Romney is from a milieu in which he was very much dependent on federal intervention to the benefit of his financial and investment interests. The same kind of thing that happened with Dick Cheney. I remember back in the 2000 vice presidential debate between Dick Cheney and Joseph Lieberman from Connecticut, who at the time was a Democrat rather than independent. It's hard to believe that those two would have anything to disagree about, because they really are coordinate with each other in terms of their disdain for the Constitution and their unbridled lust for foreign adventurism overseas. But Lieberman made a point of bringing up Mr. Cheney's connections and background with the Halliburton oil services industry, which also, of course, spun off a number of divisions that were involved in military contracting. But in that debate, Lieberman said, "You've done quite well for yourself, Mr. Cheney." And Dick Cheney said, "Yes, I did it in the private sector. I did it without government aid." Well, that, of course, was nonsense, because there were huge taxpayer subsidies, not only in terms of cost-plus contracts with the federal government, but also with respect to aid from the Export-Import Bank and the Overseas Private Investment Corporation. That's the kind of so-called entrepreneurial capitalism that Mitt Romney was involved in. One of the refrains being chanted by people who are insisting that he is the lesser of the evils on offer right now is that at least Mitt Romney knows how to build a business. He knows how to run a business. He knows how to work in a market environment, which, of course, is not true. I mean, that's not what he did. He didn't build businesses. He wasn't involved in what we would consider to be entrepreneurial capitalism. He was involved in arbitrage. And so that makes him rather a disagreeable personality to many people right now who are looking at their own, I should say our own, very dim financial prospects and wondering why it is that we would take solace in having a president whose chief expertise in the nominal private sector involved laying people off and downsizing businesses. That's the least of his sins, though. I mean, his greater sins have to do with the fact that for the purposes of building his political career, he was very deeply involved in the politics of redistribution that he now execrates for the purposes of his political advantage today. He's just as much a practitioner of redistribution as Barack Obama was. The biggest difference is that he talks about it from the perspective of somebody who was a corporatist, and Barack Obama talks about redistribution from the perspective of somebody who is a street-level communist agitator. I mean, there's no reason why why we should minimize or swaddle in euphemism what Barack Obama's career as a so-called community organizer entailed. He was a street-level communist agitator, and that's what we have at the White House right now. And I would love to see him lose this election, if only because I don't much like the idea of a former communist agitator becoming the most powerful political official on earth. I wouldn't at all lament the passing of the Barack Obama presidency into history, and hopefully soon to be forgotten history, in the sense of trying to get past that era in our national life. But I don't want people to get the idea that Mitt Romney is an alternative that would have a beneficial material impact on our lives, because everything that Barack Obama has done, Mitt Romney has done as well. And he's done it because he's a political chameleon. He's the political equivalent of a mood ring in terms of his rhetoric. He will reflect whatever it is that people are wanting to see in a candidate. He will give voice to whatever it is that he senses people want to hear. And his political career has been typified by this obscene desire to say whatever is acceptable and to be whatever is palatable to whatever audience he happens to be addressing. And so when he was talking about redistribution in that off-the-record, supposedly off-the-record, but surreptitiously recorded meeting for donors, he was talking primarily about the people who would be in Barack Obama's constituency who are receiving redistributed wealth. He was not talking about the corporate welfare whores, corporate welfare recipients that are part of his natural constituency. I mean, Barack Obama likes to agitate the rabble, and Mr. Romney prefers the company of high-end plunder recipients. And that, of course, is an environment in which Mr. Obama finds himself quite comfortable as well, because remember, this is a fellow whose political career, particularly his 2008 campaign, was propelled by huge contributions from Goldman Sachs. Timothy Geithner, of course, who's an individual who has no small passing connection with Goldman Sachs, now as the Treasury Secretary, he is somebody who's very instrumental in brokering a lot of that business on behalf of the Obama campaign back in 2008. So we're dealing here once again with candidates who are, for all intents and purposes, separate, slightly different, cosmetically dissimilar representatives of the same corporatist power elite. And I think that what's happening now is that people are on the right, on the conservative right, are becoming grudgingly disenchanted with Mitt Romney, but primarily because the optics are off, because he looks like somebody who's not going to win. And I'm not entirely certain, I'm not entirely comfortable in saying that Obama's going to win either, because I can't believe that he can ride an economy like this to a second term, but it has happened before in our history. It happened in the election of 1936, when FDR came to power on a platform promising a repudiation of Herbert Hoover's interventionist policy. The 1932 Democratic platform excoriated Herbert Hoover for using the power of the federal government to prop up failing businesses and failing industries, rather than allowing economic nature to take its course and to bring about the necessary reductions and consolidations and liquidations in order for the economy to heal itself. That was the platform FDR won on in 1932, and then immediately after being inaugurated in March of that year, the USCAP presidential inaugurations in March rather than January, he turned around and introduced a 100-day campaign modeled after Benito Mussolini's corporate socialism that immediately made things an order of magnitude worse. And so by 1936, what had become a general depression was a full-out panic and a deep and bitter and catastrophic economic situation. That's where we're headed right now. What's happened with Bernanke's announcement here of essentially QE infinity, QE3, it's the third so-called quantitative easing. In principle, though, this is a bout of money printing or inflation generation that has no practical limit. And that is, as I said, going to destroy what remains of the dollar in terms of its purchasing power at some point or another. We don't know when the system's going to seize up and when we're going to get the reciprocal wave of inflation coming back that we've been exporting for low these many years. Chances are pretty good that over in the Eurozone, some development is going to happen within the next several weeks. Who knows which of those mines will detonate, which of those long-deferred explosions will occur. But this is the sort of thing that could lead to a snapback where we'll get that reciprocal wave of inflation, just at the same time that our system is absorbing the traumatic shortages that are going to result from this summer's disastrous corn, soybean, and wheat harvest. And that is something else that bears review and further remark. We've talked about this before. We have a quasi-Sovietized agricultural system in this country. That's another legacy of FDR. We have a system here where people are paid to plow under crops, where you have federal crop insurance that indemnifies people against decisions that should wipe them out if they're so foolish as to plant non-drought-resistant varieties of corn in a place that is prone to drought. We have the ethanol subsidies that have created market distortions, displaced the cultivation of wheat with ethanol generating corn. That had a huge impact on the so-called Arab Spring because the price of wheat shot up. Egypt imports all of its wheat, and so when suddenly the price of bread was several multiples of what it was, you had people driven into the streets. We're going to see the same kind of dynamics take place here in the United States. We're going to see price shocks. We're going to see shortages as the government does what it always does, which is to impose price controls after destroying the economic signals that would allow people to produce in sufficient quantity the various goods that we require. They created the problem, and they'll exacerbate the problem with price control, just as the dollar is going to take a real hit. So 2013 is going to be a tremendously interesting year in all the worst ways that we can imagine. And whoever is inaugurated as the next bearer of the imperial purple next January is going to be ruling like a dictator. We just have to make that known. We have to address that fact candidly. Doesn't matter whether it's Obama or Romney. Whoever is elected this November and inaugurated next January is going to be a dictator. We have to start making preparations for dealing with that reality.
But, of course, that is the antithesis of America. And once, of course, we have all power in the executive branch of government, then the freedom we have known here in America will soon become simply a remembrance of things past.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, we do hope you enjoy our weekly programs with William Grigg. He's certainly one of the most articulate spokesmen we have, and certainly we appreciate everything he does. And if you're in a position to help him, why, of course, you can certainly go to the internet and get his website at William Grigg. And if you need help, why, you can always contact us. We do certainly support him individually, personally, and he does write our monthly newsletter. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our leaders, our listeners, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we hope you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly that you may want to have a product you could advertise with us, or you can certainly get our products that we produce, and you have our permission to copy anything that we have produced and get it out to others. As long as you're not doing it for profit, we want the information out. You need, of course, to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talk on the dark secret, our talk on the forbidden secret of the syllabuses that come with those. You want to get, certainly, my talk on the dangerous deception. It's my interview with Norman Dodd, the director of research for the Reese Committee, which was the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie foundations. You need to get my talk on the world revolution, because, of course, there you'll see my interview with the American ambassador to with an American ambassador, and he basically explains very, very clearly what is going on today in this effort to bring about this one-world dictatorship. And this gentleman is certainly one of the key figures in everything going on today. So that's the world revolution. You want to see my other interview? We have an interview with General Lew Walt, four-star Marine general. That's a Marine general speaks. Oh, there's so much information you can get from Radio Liberty that you will never be able to get elsewhere. And so we recommend that you go to our website and look at the information that we have, and then hopefully while you'll be wanting to get the videos or the DVDs, the four CD sets, and you certainly need to hear Rosalind Peterson's wonderful talk on geoengineering. You need to hear certainly the talk on aspartame, going into the background of certainly how aspartame is in certainly 30 to 40,000 products. It's a poison. It was designed as a biological warfare agent, and they're poisoning our children with it. They know exactly what they're doing. They just do not want the American people to know. That's Betty Martini's talk on aspartame, Rosalind Peterson's talk on geoengineering. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We want to remind you about our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 21st of October, and we're going to start at 8:15 in the morning. We're going to go to 6 in the evening. We're serving lunch. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. We're having an ambassador there, Ambassador Henry Cooper. You certainly want to hear his talk on the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack. And it's not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. So, and then, of course, L.A. Marzulli will be with us, and it'll be a great, great program. The 21st of October, you're going to need reservations. Since we are serving lunch, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then we ask you to talk to others about what's going on, to try to get them to understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. Actually, if you have never seen the 3-DVD set of The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and that's the first of the three, the second one is the goes into the occult background of our nation's capital. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Washington, D.C. is laid out in an occult pattern. Because at the time when America was founded, there were occult forces and Christian forces. And nobody will ever tell you about the occult forces that were hidden at that time and now are in complete and total control in Washington, D.C. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is live. It is Friday, September 21st. Back